We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what they call the 41st chapter, the 17th Pasuk. The Navi is describing the return of Israel to the land of Israel. And he describes that when we return, it will be in a form of poverty. Am Yisrael will return to the land, but they will not yet be wealthy and successful. First, they will come back, as the Navi says, Hanihim ve'evyonim. Those that are poor, those that are so poor that they are evyon. It's as though all of life is just about I need, I desire, because their most basic necessities aren't there for them. Mevakshimayim v'ayin. They want water, and they have no water. Leshonam batzama nashata. And their tongue, so to speak, has been moved out of a desire for thirst. It's as though their tongue has been uprooted, so dry. Ani 41:17. Ani Adonai e'enem. Hashem says, I, the Merciful One, will answer their needs. I will answer their call. Elohei Yisrael lo e'ezvim. I am the God of Israel. I will not forsake them. I will not distance myself from them. Iftach al shifayim neharot. I will open streams on the high places. Ordinarily, when you go on top of mountains, you don't find streams. Water always goes downward. So how do you have a stream in the high places? Hashem says, I will open streams in the high places. Uvetoch bekaot mayanot. I will open underground streams in the cracks, betoch bekaot, asim midbar la'agam mayim, ve'eretz tziyah lemotzah eimayim. I will make the desert, asim midbar, I will make the desert la'agam mayim into a pond of water, ve'eretz tziyah, and the most arid, destroyed, desolate land will be lemotzai mayim, a source of water. Etein bamidbar erez shita vadas ve'eitz shamen. In the midst of the desert, I will have all these different trees that do not even bear fruit, just trees that people plant to enjoy them, their beauty. Asim ba'arava, in the middle of the desert, I will have growing birosh, tidhar ut ashu yachdav, different types of tall trees that do not bear fruit, that people just enjoy their beauty or their wood. Even those trees will grow throughout the desert.
It talks about Gemara.
What?
It talks about this in the Gemara, actually. It says how there's going to be certain trees that don't, that they're generally like refusing trees, so they're not give a lot.
Yafe. So there's the literal meaning of this pasuk. And Chazal say that the search for water is a search for Torah, where people will be very thirsty to know what does the Torah have to say. And it's going to be hard to find. And Hashem says, I will give them water, which means I will bring back prophecy. I'll bring back prophets. And I will allow prophecy to be available to everyone. So people will have access to the word of Hashem. So when the Navi describes that I will open up new rivers and streams, that means I will open up new capacities to understand Torah. Where in the past people felt they couldn't, now they will be able to access the Torah. I will make the desert a place where so many things grow. Hashem says, I will allow so much wisdom and so many good perspectives to develop in the world. Leman yiru v'yede'u. Hashem says, I will do this that's unnatural, so that the nations will see and they will recognize, they will know. They will take note and understand together. Ki yad Adonai asit azot, that it is the hand of Hashem that has done this. Ukdosh Yisrael b'ra'ah, and that it is Hashem who is the Holy One of Israel. He is the one that created this wondrous thing. Karevuri v'chem yomar Adonai. Hashem says, I'm turning back to the nations that have worshipped idols. Hashem turns to the pagan nations who have fought both Hashem, the concept of monotheism, and his people. And Hashem says, come, bring me your argument. Hagishu atzumoteichem yomar melech Yaakov. Hashem says, I want to see the essence of your arguments. Bring them forward, says the king of Yaakov. Yagishu v'yagidu lanu et asher tikrena. Hashem says, why don't you ask your idols? Why don't you ask them what's coming? Why don't you ask them what's yet to happen in the world? Harishonot mahena. Can they tell you what used to be in the world, ancient world history? Hagidu v'nasim alibeinu v'neidea acharitan o habaot hashmi'unu. If they'll tell us, so Hashem says, we'll know that if they know what happened way back in the beginning of world history, then we'll be able to believe them about what's yet to come in world history. Hagitu ha'otiyot le'achor v'ne'idea ki Elohim atem. Hashem says, I'm giving you this test. Can you tell me what's yet to come? Ha'otiyot, the wondrous things that are le'achor, that are going to be at the end of time. V'neidea, and then we'll know, ki Elohim atem, that you are also gods.
You explain that, I don't understand how you explain it. Can you explain it again?
Hashem is saying, the pagans believe that their idols have forces. So Hashem says, I challenge their idols to forecast what's going to happen at the end of time. I'm telling you, says Hashem, I'm telling you that even though the whole world will give up on the Jewish people returning to Israel, even though millenniums will pass, and no one will think you're ever coming back, I'm telling you you're coming back. I'm telling you there will be a renaissance in Israel. The Jewish people will come back, they will come back impoverished, but they will rebuild themselves. And I challenge, says Hashem, I challenge all the idols. Let them try and say what's yet to come in the world. Hashem says, if they can forecast, then I'll know, then they'll have shown the world that they are also gods. If you show us that, then we can also believe that you can affect people and make things good for them or bad for them. And once you do that, so then we'll tell over. Venishta, we will tell over. Venir'e yachdav. Hashem, so to speak, says, so then together we will say what's yet to come in the world. Together we will witness what's coming to the world. Hashem saying, he's mocking them. He's saying, none of you really know. Hashem says, the truth is that whatever you say is worthless. Hein atem, you, me'ayin. You speak about things that really have no truth to them. Ufa olchem me'ofa. Hashem says, and whatever you do is like ofa. Ofa is the same as fe. Fe is a poisonous snake. Hashem says, what the idols really do is poisonous. That's one interpretation. The other interpretation is ufa olchem me'ofa. What you do is really like ventriloquists. You're deceiving people. They think that the message is coming from the idol, when really the message is coming from the priest of the idol. What you do, fa'olchem me'ofa, is really acts of deceit. To'eva yivchal bachem. Only disgusting people would choose you and not Hashem, says Hashem.
You can attach this concept to what we said last week, at Thursday night, how the priests knew when the Nile was going to rise, and because of that, they were able to, wow the people with their ceremonies.
Yeah.